For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. George Papadopoulos, the first Trump campaign foreign policy aide to be sentenced in the special counsel's Russia investigation, will spend 2 weeks in prison. He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a professor who was suspected of being an operative for the Russian government. His defense lawyer, Thomas Breen, says Mr. Papadopoulos was just doing his job.
He was loyal to the Trump campaign and more specifically to Donald Trump, his chosen candidate.
Just hours before sentencing, the president saying on Air Force One he didn't remember him.
I don't know Papadopoulos. I don't know him.
Starting last weekend, cops in New York City are no longer arresting people for smoking marijuana in public. Now Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez wants state law changed to make it easier to vacate past marijuana convictions.
There's a lot of conditions. One of the conditions that you have to not be convicted of another crime in the last 10 years. I think that makes sense.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A vigil Friday night outside Dallas police headquarters to remember 26-year-old Botham Jean, shot and killed in his apartment by a Dallas police officer who says she thought she had entered her apartment and shot Jean thinking he was the intruder. This man has fond memories of Jean.
If young, great black men were in the dictionaries, his picture would probably be there. He was that kind of person.
The officer is expected to face a charge of manslaughter. Authorities are still trying to determine why a man walked into a lobby of a bank in Cincinnati Thursday morning and started shooting. Four responding officers arrived, and in a split second they move in, firing through the glass, killing the suspect. Cincinnati police say 29-year-old Omar Perez had just bought the gun legally last month. He fired over 2 dozen rounds of ammunition before being struck down by the four responding officers. Four members of a California family are facing 59 counts of human trafficking, rape, and labor abuse after a year-long investigation into a Bay Area daycare and senior care service. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A bed isn't the only place you can pick up bed bugs. A video goes viral revealing bed bugs running rampant on a bus seat in Philadelphia. Assistant General Manager Ron Hopkins says they pulled the bus in the video out of service and are replacing the seats.
We have special treatments once a quarter for our buses where we come out. Contractor applies material specifically designed to prevent bed bugs.
According to experts, it's best to hold your belongings on your lap rather than placing them on the seat beside you to avoid taking them home with you. A well-loved character actor from classic TV sitcoms has died. USA's Wendy King tells us who.
Fans of 60s and 70s TV will remember Bill Daly as Larry Hagman's sidekick on I Dream of Jeannie.
I think we're in trouble.
Sledgehammer, sledgehammer.
And he also played the goofy airline navigator Howard Borden on The Bob Newhart Show.
Hi, Howard. Back from Tokyo already?
Yeah, I just got back this minute. Surprised you didn't hear me. I flew right over the building.
His son says Daly died at his home in New Mexico. He was 91 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
It was like a scene out of a cartoon, only not funny. After losing power in a storm, a woman in Connecticut picked up a quarter stick of dynamite, thinking it was a candle, and lit it. The resulting explosion severely damaged her hands. Bridgeport Fire Chief Richard Thody says no charges are expected.
There's no criminal intent. There's no criminal investigation. So we don't know if it was the previous owner or maybe even the owner before that. You know, it was just some old dusty thing stuck in a corner type thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.